The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Today, we're talking about one of my all-time favorite ingredients. So I am thrilled that you're here, sunshine. Listen, this is what going plant-based is all about, finding your new favorites. And years ago, I didn't even know this was one of my favorites because I never ate it. And when I did, it was just powdered. I never even thought about buying it fresh. And what are we talking about today? It's ginger. We absolutely love this ingredient now because it packs a powerful flavor into your food and makes it taste incredible in ways that you just never knew existed before. So why is ginger so great? Well, besides the fact that it adds all the flavor, right? It's going to make you feel amazing. When I was struggling so much with my pain and inflammation in my joints, one of the things that helped to relieve that the most is ginger. And you know, when you're having joint pain, you want to think about removing the things that are causing the inflammation and adding in things that will fight it. So remove those things. That's what we're focusing on in whole food plant-based eating. Like you want to remove the animal products, the dairy, the meat, the cheese, things like that from your life. The oils, they cause inflammation. They cause pain. But ginger is one of the things you want to add in. So if you have arthritis or if you're like Jared and you just have these aches and pains that you think are normal because you're getting older, that's what he had, well, right?
And like what I said before, they weren't debilitating, but they were there. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and think, my shoulders are kind of bothering me and roll over in bed. Or my hips would bother me and I'd kind of shift in bed. So it was nothing ever anything major, but it was still bothersome.
Well, and it's funny because you never really talked about it much because I think you had just accepted the fact that this is just the way it is. I'm getting older. I mean, we even see cartoons about this and it kind of breaks my heart. I think about, you know, we almost have to just kind of laugh it off because we think this is our lot in life to just hurt and become crippled and not be able to do our daily task as we get older. And that's just not how it should be.
It's just really synonymous with getting older.
Mm-hmm. It is, but it shouldn't be that way. And so what are the benefits of this amazing food? And we're talking about fresh ginger root today. Now, absolutely, there are incredible benefits to getting it dried and powdered. And that's okay if you want to eat it that way. But I'll tell you, the flavor difference is huge. And sometimes you get things in the fresh that you don't get in the dried, and you get benefits from the dried that you also don't get in the fresh. So I would say add both in. What I've found to be true is the dried ginger, it has a little bit of a soapy flavor to it. You don't get that with fresh ginger at all. The dried is really good in things like ginger snap. I'm going to be releasing that recipe into the membership very soon. And they are incredible. They're delicious. I like adding a little bit of dried to my ginger snaps because it just seems to even boost the flavor more. And then I'll put a little bit of fresh in there as well because I just love that fresh flavor that it has.
Well, it's kind of funny you mention about the snaps because that is honestly is really the only thing I think about when I think of dry ginger. And mm-hmm. I think it's because we've been using the root for so long and we use it fresh in so many different ways. The only purpose of ginger powder is for ginger snaps.
But you know what's funny is you get in these certain habits of buying certain things at the store and you just don't buy the other things. So we're going to talk today about some easy ways to set new habits around the new foods that you want to get into your life. And the truth is most of us don't get enough ginger root on a regular basis. Why do you need to get more of this amazing food? It is wonderful. And this is why you want to do that. First of all, pain and inflammation. If you have arthritis, if your joints just ache and you don't know why, and you just don't feel quite like you used to feel, get more ginger every single day. It helps fight pain and inflammation. You know what else it does? It boosts your energy. Oh my goodness. Do you remember that there was a time in our life when we were really struggling with low energy? And we had adjusted a lot of the things and removed the things from our life we didn't want there. And we were working on adding more of these things in that helped to boost energy. And one of our friends introduced us to ginger shots. And we had a juicer. So we would just juice fresh lemon and ginger. And I'm talking, it is spicy, but let me tell you, it will wake you up better than a cup of coffee ever dreamed. Like coffee only dreams of being this kind of hero. This is the truth. It is so good. It's tasty.
I do remember those.
Oh, yeah. It'll make your lips pucker. We'd be making them right now, but we don't have easy access to our juicer right now. We've been traveling a little bit, but when we get back home, I'm telling you, we are going to be back on the ginger shots. We love those. They're so good.
Now, I do want to give you a little bit of initial warning.
You need a
warning. If this is something that you've never done before, just kind of sip it. For the first 2 or 3 days, it did give me hiccups. I don't know. Did it give you hiccups?
I never got hiccups with okay. it, but it burns. Wake you up, and it does burn.
Initially. It does, but after those first few days, it was a good kind of burn. Yeah. You know, like after you've had a really good workout, it was a good kind of burn.
Yeah.
But initially, it gave me hiccups. I thought, oh my goodness, what is up with this? But that went away. Mm-hmm. Went away quickly and has not returned.
And we grew to love it so much so that we were having them at least one a day. It just made us feel so good. And if you can have one of those start of the morning, it will make you feel incredible. So if you're looking to fight pain and inflammation and you want more energy in your life on a regular basis, get your ginger.
I know for us years ago, it really seemed like a lifesaver, especially with the pain and inflammation like you were mentioning.
Huge.
But if you can control the inflammation, that will also help your cardiovascular health. It'll help your brain health. It helps so many different things that we don't even have time to get into here. But just know this, less inflammation, more health, more energy.
Feel better.
Feel better.
Live longer.
Get your ginger.
Live better. All right. And then let's talk about the antimicrobial properties. Ginger is known to fight bacteria and viruses. So if we feel a little sniffle or a little aches and pains from maybe a cold coming on or a virus, something like that, what do you think we do? We start adding even more ginger. It's just such a great natural bacteria and virus fighter.
Our favorite way of doing that is with ginger tea. So we love that.
Love that.
We brew the ginger. Mm-hmm. What do you? Do you want to tell how we do that?
Oh, yeah, I can tell how we do
okay.
it. You know I love sharing these things. Okay, so you're going to boil some water. While the water is boiling, you're going to either, you can grate some ginger into a cup, or what's easier, if you don't have a way to strain it after you make your tea, you'll want to actually just cut some really thin slices, and you can easily take those out with a spoon, drop those into your cup. Now, I'm not going to tell you the exact amount. Why? Because it depends on how spicy you want it. How much ginger do you want to get into your body? Because the more you put, the spicier it is going to be. So start small. You can add a little more the next time if you think it just wasn't strong enough. But it's hard to remove it once it's there. So you're going to put in a few slices. Now, do you need to peel it first? No, you don't. Never do you need to ever peel ginger. And it gives you more fiber if you leave the skin on. But you do want to wash it really well. I just give it a really, really good wash with water and maybe a little brush. But I try not to get any of it wet that you're not going to use. So you can cut off a little slice of it first and then wash that piece that you're going to use and cut from that slice into little tiny slices and put those into your cup. Pour the water over, let it steep for about 5 minutes. And then once it steeps, you can remove your ginger. Add a little whatever you like to it. Fresh squeezed lemon is amazing. Fresh squeezed lemon is delicious.
That's our go-to.
Oh, yeah.
And we put the zest of the lemon because there's a ton of nutrients there as well and a lot of flavor.
And you can drink it just like that. If you like a little bit of sweetener, you can add a little bit of honey. If you don't drink honey, you could add just a little bit of maple syrup, some stevia if you like stevia. Whatever the most natural sweetener is that you like in your beverages.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
I personally find honey the best, and we let it cool down, and then we'll add some, and then that also has antibacterial effects to it. But in addition to that, it also helps fight with cough, if that's a problem that you're having, and also helps fight nausea. I mean, it's been known to actually control these things. So really, when you're sick, it's just all around medicine for you.
Let's talk about the lungs. Does it affect your lungs?
Oh, excellent point. Mm-hmm. It helps to open the airways.
So if you have an upper respiratory infection or something like that, it's a great thing to drink or eat on your food, right? To drink the tea, eat ginger on your food. We're going to talk about some other really simple ways that you can add that in just a few minutes. So have we talked about gut health? I mean, we could just go on and on about the benefits.
No, we haven't talked about gut health.
Tell me about the gut health. You're going to get fiber, right?
Well, yes, if you eat it. You probably won't get much fiber in our ginger tea recipe. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you eat it, because you'll strain it. But we love to add ginger to our smoothies.
Absolutely.
And we just add them whole.
You're giving all my secrets that were supposed to come at the end.
Oh, well, I didn't read the playbook. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. We do love that. That is another really simple way. You're going to toss a chunk of it into your smoothie. I'd start with about a half inch chunk of it. And then do you need to peel it? No. If you do, if you're just thinking, I've just got to peel it, just don't do it. If you've got a blender that'll just blend a smoothie up until it really is a smoothie and no longer a chunky, which is what we're going for here, leave the fiber on. I mean, yeah, ginger has fiber inside the peel, but leave the peel on. It's not going to hurt you.
Well, and you save a step. You save a step, you save time. And who doesn't want to save time?
Exactly. So practically speaking, how do you get more ginger on a regular basis if you don't normally eat it? You know, if you want to add more of anything into your diet, and by diet, I don't mean dieting. We don't believe in dieting around here. I'm just talking about what you eat on a regular basis. If you want to get more ginger, set a goal. How many times per week do you want to enjoy it? You know, we're focusing on making a new habit here. If you want to start doing something new, you can't just say, I want to eat more ginger. I'm going to start eating more ginger. How's that going to work for you? It's like wanting to lose weight and just saying, well, I'm going to lose more weight. I want to lose more weight. I mean, you need a plan. You can have all the best desires. You can really mean that you're going to do that thing. But until you actually map out a plan for yourself, the truth is it's just not going to happen. So the first step to adding a new food that's healthy is to have it available. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but you can say you're going to eat more ginger all day long. And if it's not in your fridge, if it's not there for you in your house or wherever you prepare your meals, it's just not going to happen. As simple as that sounds, it's the first major step.
It really is just that simple, though.
It is. Just have it there. Put it in a place where you can see it. And one thing you can do, the next thing, is to set reminders. This is exactly what I do. Actually write it onto your calendar, that thing that you want to start doing so that your health will improve. I have a calendar that I keep every single day. And that for that day, I have written onto my calendar exactly what I want to do. So if I want to get more ginger, I don't just write get more ginger. I write have a ginger shot. Or the next day I might write put some ginger into my green smoothie. If you're very specific with measurable goals, you're going to know at the end of the day whether or not you reached your goal. And that is going to bring you closer to your target of feeling better, of having more energy, of reversing some of the disease, the health struggles that are holding you back. And that is what we're all about. So the question is now, where do you find ginger? Where in the world? Because honestly, there's so much overwhelm for people. And I get this because I've been there. When you first start adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle or anything new, and you're just thinking, like you go to the market and you think, okay, it's supposed to be here at the grocery store. Where is it? How do I find it? Or even backing up a step, where do I find it? You might not even know that most grocery stores carry it. So I'm going to tell you where it is. You go to your local grocery store. Again, most stores have it. Ask your produce person. Find someone who works there if you can't find it. But most stores now have it fresh, okay? So you can go to the grocery store. You can go to your farmer's market. Many times we've seen the most beautiful, big pieces of ginger that are fresh and wonderful. And also Asian markets carry it. I mean, check your local Asian market if you have one of those, because many times you'll find it there. Don't get overwhelmed by these simple things of not knowing. It seems so big and so overwhelming when you're first getting started, but there are answers. They're easy to find. You just need to find somebody who's been there and who knows. So these are three of the simple places that you can find your ginger. Next, we want to save you time and money, and you need tips and strategies for how do you do that? Well, first of all, you want to buy ginger that's fresh, because if you don't buy ginger that's fresh, it's not going to last. It's going to cost you money, and you're going to be frustrated when you go to use it because it's going to be nasty and it just won't work.
It won't be ready for you.
No. And so what you want to do is find ginger that isn't wet. It should not be moldy where it has little green spots or black spots. And it definitely should not look shriveled. It has a skin that goes anywhere from a light golden brown to a little bit darker brown. So now you have your ginger back at home. How in the world are you going to keep it for the longest amount of time so that it doesn't go bad? I absolutely hate waste, sister. So you need to think about how can you store this? And I'm going to tell you how. All you do is take the larger chunks. And then what you want to do is leave the peel on. Don't pre-wash it. If there's any moisture on it, blot it off. Put it into a storage bag that you can close. It can be a Ziploc. But if you're looking at reducing waste, look at getting something like a resealable plastic bag. Stasher is one brand. They work really great. And then you can keep washing and reusing those again and again, and they work absolutely wonderfully. So put your ginger in there, make sure it's dry and not wet, seal it, get the air out first, and then seal it. And what you're going to find is it'll last you somewhere around a month many times, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that. It's just the best way I've ever found to store it. What are some other great ideas for how to use it? Jared has talked about ginger tea. I talked about the ginger shots. How else can you use it? Smoothies. We talked about that too.
Yes, smoothies.
Stir fry. fresh ginger. There is nothing like it on a stir fry. Get yourself a microplane grater. I talk about these all the time. Absolutely one of my all-time favorite tools.
It's one of our essentials.
Oh, yeah. And they're not expensive. Look for a really good stainless steel one. You will love it for life. I'm not talking about the side of the box grater. If you have one and you want to make ginger tonight and you don't have a microplane, use it. Okay? You can use that. It's okay. But it just doesn't work quite as great as the microplanes. They're so much easier. Quite as great. That's funny.
You made a pun.
I made a punny. Word. That was so corny, y'all. Okay. So take a piece of ginger. Take the big piece of ginger out and you're going to cut off a smaller piece. Wash it. Use your microplane grater. Do not peel it. Just grate it straight into your food. And taste it as you go. Taste your meal as you go because you may find that you want a little more. But again, if you put too much and it's overpowering, you're going to think, no, this is way too spicy. So just start with a little bit, try it, and add more. And as time goes on, you'll probably want more and more ginger in your dishes as well because the flavor is just bursting. It's so wonderful. Now, if you're making Asian lettuce wraps or you're making spring rolls. We had those today for lunch. They are delicious. Put some inside your spring roll, or better yet, make the sauce, the dipping sauce that we made for our spring rolls today. Y'all, it is so good. And it would not be the same without fresh ginger. I'm going to tell you how to make it right now. Do not worry about amounts. Don't worry about amounts. I haven't measured them out. I'm just going to tell you. Take some low sodium organic tamari. What that is gluten-free soy sauce, okay? There's no reason for wheat to be in your soy sauce. We get plenty of that everywhere else, even if you don't have a gluten intolerance. So look for low-sodium tamari. It works great. Add some of that. It is salty, so realize it's salty. I want you to add some of it. So think about maybe a half cup. Start with a half cup. Add a quarter cup water to it. We use filtered water. It works great. It takes other flavors out of your food and other things that you don't want to be in there. So a half cup, this is just a general guide, a half cup of tamari, then a quarter cup of filtered water. Take your ginger and grate some in there, maybe like a quarter teaspoon to start. Take one medium-sized garlic clove and mince it. Put it in there raw. Okay, so now you've got your raw garlic, your ginger, your water, your tamari. I want you to put a drizzle of maple syrup if you want it a little sweet. Something like probably about maybe a teaspoon to start. Just try it then. Stir it all up. You will not believe how good this tastes. If you think, I'd like more ginger flavor, put a little more ginger. If you think, it really needs a little more garlic, put that. It's too salty. Add a little more water. It's not salty enough. Add a little more tamari. This is how you cook and taste and see what you like. What's your preference? Your taste preferences are going to change as you move farther along. But this is a great, simple, and easy way to get raw ginger into your life. Because if you make these lettuce wraps or these spring roll wraps, we add tons of fresh, raw veggies in here. And then you're not going to cook the sauce, so you're getting raw ginger to boot. Ginger makes a great addition to sauces, to salad dressings. You can add it to baked sweet potato toppings, ginger, pineapple, sweet potato, things like that would be great. We've already shared that we use it on our ginger snaps. They're absolutely incredible. You could take a cobbler and add it to cobbler. You could add it to some types of fruit salads. You know, the idea is just to pick one or two new ways and get started. All right, but how are you going to do that? Oh, I'm just going to start eating more ginger. I've got a great idea. I'm going to make blah. Get it onto your calendar. Remember, we talked about you can have the best of intentions, but you're never going to do it until you write a goal that is measurable and specific. All right, so get that onto your calendar. Maybe you say, I want to eat ginger 4 times this week or 2 times this week. And so you pick those 2 days and you write specifically, what dish are you going to put it in? What are you going to try it in? And before long, your inflammation is going to start to go down. If you're like other friends of ours, your digestive issues are going to start to go away. When you add all these things up, you're not going to just be eating ginger. You're going to start removing some of the things that you know are harming your life. You're going to start adding in more of these simple strategies that we teach you all the time on this podcast, inside our communities, inside the cookbook. And before long, you're going to have the energy, feel life, and feel so great. Your health struggles will start to become a thing of the past. And I'm telling you, that almost brings me to tears because I remember what it was like to be knee deep. I think I was deeper than that in my health struggles and just wondering, what in the world can I do? I just wish somebody would show me. Take these steps we've given you today. This has been jam-packed, filled with information, but I just want you to not get overwhelmed and do one thing for yourself, because you are worth it, sister. Do this for yourself. Take care of you so that you can take care of others too. We have loved having you join us again today. We look forward to seeing you again next time for Power and Plants. And before you go, if this has helped you in any way, be sure to like and share this episode out. You know, we want to reach the most people possible because there are so many women out there just like you and me who are exhausted, who are tired day after day, and they just don't know what to do. So do them a favor, like and share this out. Know that we appreciate you, we love you, and we are cheering you on. We will see you again next time on Power on Plants.